Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 26 regarding Jose Dela Cruz, D-E-L-A-C-R-U-Z. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Dela Cruz, as described in the reports listed above, but he's now a 63-year-old male who again reports he injured his lower back at work on 8-14-12. He volunteered that he had 3 discs removed from his back. He had 2 surgeries, one of which was on 6-1-16. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. A paragraph as per his claim petition, Mr. Dela Cruz alleged he slipped and fell, injuring his back and left hand. He did receive an order approving settlement on 129-18 to be inserted here. He then applied for modification of that award. New paragraph. Treatment notes show he was seen there surgically by Dr. Mitchell on 7/11/19. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. This included right-sided lumbar decompressive surgery on 9/16/13 by Dr. Momi with some relief. He then underwent revision surgery on 6/1/16 in the form of an L3-4 and L4-5 total lumbar interbody fusion by Dr. Momi without improvement. He had last seen Dr. Momi in 2017. He had been treating with a chiropractor in Atlantic City for the last four or five years, but cannot recall his name. Dr. Delasota's summary will be inserted as marked. On 6/3/20, the petitioner did return, and On 6/3/20, he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Delasota. His findings will be inserted as marked from the few pages of his report. He noted deep tendon reflexes were symmetric throughout except an absent right ankle jerk and decreased right knee jerk. On 7/3/20, a new lumbar MRI was performed to be inserted here. That same day, he underwent flexion extension x-ray of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Delasota again on 9/30/20, who noted the results of these radiographic studies. In this visit, he wrote, deep tendon reflexes were all present and symmetrical. Straight leg raising maneuver was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. The lower back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. He recommended a course of physical therapy for the next 4 weeks. He was working at Borgata as a supervisor at that point. He was also an everyday smoker. On 7/28/21, he told Dr. Delasota he had transitioned from physical therapy to home exercises, but he still had constant low back pain in the center of his lower back and pain and numbness in the right lower extremity. He stated he is never pain-free. His clinical exam was again unrevealing, with negative straight leg raising maneuvers and intact reflexes. At that juncture, he recommended continuation of home exercises, having reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a tracheotomy anteriorly at the throat that he kept covered. He stated This was necessary due to breathing in a chemical. Period. It precluded him from speaking. Period. He did present with a friend to help serve as a translator. Period. My office also provided a bilingual medical assistant / chaperone / scribe. Period. Within these constraints, we were able to carry out a physical exam. Period. The petitioner wrote some notes so we could understand his thoughts and responses. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection may have revealed an open surgical scar about the left knee. Period. Thoracic, normal lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and stand on his toes with low back tenderness. Period. He changed positions slowly and was able to squat with support. Period. Inspection revealed midline and paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgeries. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 10 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. There was severe global tenderness palpation throughout this region. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 65 degrees and left at 75 degrees. EC elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. There was a positive reverse flip maneuver on the right for symptom magnification. Period. The rest of the section is normal. Impressions on 8/14/12. Jose de la Cruz was injured at work, as marked in my most recent report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 7/11/19, who wanted to review his diagnostic studies before offering new opinions. Period. The petitioner then returned to the neurosurgical care of Dr. De La Soda on 6/3/20. Period. He had the petitioner undergo flexion extension, x-rays of the lumbar spine, as well as an MRI of the lumbar spine on 7/3/20 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy for approximately 1 month. Period. As of 7/28/21, Dr. De La Soda discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. His reflexes were intact at that time. Period. The paragraph, the current examination found there would be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. He did have intact reflexes and sensation in the lower extremities. Period. He had a tracheotomy with a cover that he believes was necessitated by breathing in a chemical. Period. Sitting straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees for low back and radicular complaints. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers each elicited only low back tenderness at non-acute angles, making this of little clinical consequence. Period. He had global tenderness palpation in the lumbar spine and a positive reverse split maneuver on the right, both reflective of symptom magnification. Period. The rest of that section is normal, and my opinion is relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from my latest report. Period. End.